As we spear right ahead, the Competition Commission has recently released a draft guidelines that clarify when internal corporate restructure require merger approval. This could have a significant impact on companies undergoing equity investments and corporate reorganizations. Joining us today to break down these guidelines is Ntobeko Rapuleng, an associate at the Competition Law Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Ntobeko, welcome to Life and Money right here on UFM.
Hi, Chapada. Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate your time. Give us an overview then, Ntobeko, of the Competition Commission's draft guidelines on internal restructures.
Right. So the guidelines briefly on a cursory basis set out what the commission would consider an internal guideline.
Yeah.
And then they set out the circumstances of when such internal restructures, and then they set out circumstances of when such internal restructures may be notifiable. Previously, such things would be dealt with in convention because the understanding is that an internal restructure would not be notifiable. But according to the guideline, it seems to be that where an internal restructure affects minority rights or the control rights of minority shareholders, it would be considered notifiable.
Now, Ntobeko, this is really interesting because I go back to my corporate governance measures and acquisitions class. We never heard of such requirements from Competition Commission because that's an internal thing, right?
Right. So internal restructures have been acquiring for a while.
Now, yeah.
And the understanding has been the same as what you have, which is that this is an internal thing.
Yeah.
It has no effect on the structure of a market.
Mm.
But the guidelines seem to be introducing a novel thing where we say, even if there is, for instance, a loss of minority rights, even if the same control structure remains the same, it might still be considered notifiable.
Yeah, that's interesting. What are the objectives for this now, this sudden change from the Competition Commission? Is it to protect the broader stakeholders?
Right. So the motivation behind the guidelines themselves are to provide clarity. So previously, as I said, like, these would be dealt with by convention between by different practitioners, perhaps in different ways.
Yeah.
What the guidelines used to do is to provide clarity
for
businesses and for practitioners alike. As for the policy motivation behind the guidelines, I think maybe the commission would be a better place to speak on that. But I think what you're saying might be the correct inference from the guidelines.
This is an interesting. But what are the current uncertainties that businesses are currently facing that necessitate this type of a move from the Competition Commission? Like I said, even for me, Burger Class, this is really shocking.
Yeah, right. Like, and there's some conversation I know within my firm where, and I think there must be some conversation among other practitioners that perhaps the guidelines seem to address something that does not necessarily need to be addressed. What the guidelines may consider to be a minority, an internal restructure might not be an internal restructure, might actually be a merger. But the guidelines might be conflating what would be a normal internal restructure, because in the ordinary sense, an internal restructure would be me moving something that I own into something else that I already also own.
Yeah. That's interesting. Maybe let's paint then one scenario that, you know, would trigger this type of, I suppose, a move from the Competition Commission to say, no, this requires approval.
Right. So a simple example would be, say you have a parent company that owns two companies, company A and B.
Yeah.
Then let's say the two minority companies or the two wholly owned subsidiaries, A and B, own another company called C.
Yeah.
The parent company would already have indirect control over C, but in this scenario, let's say A has 75% of the shareholding in C, and then B has 25% of the shareholding in C. And let's say that C has these negative control rights that are discussed in the guidelines.
Yeah.
So controls by virtue of the Competition Act. Let's say for whatever reason, maybe for tax purposes, the parent company decides to acquire C's 25% share.
Ooh.
So now we're dealing with a scenario where the parent company is acquiring shareholding is something that it already controlled. What the guidelines will then say is that removal of that 25% from C is a merger, whereas in normal circumstances, you would say that's not a merger because a merger requires, according to the Act, an establishing or acquisition of control.
Yeah. I think we are living in interesting times. I think the future is really going to be quite interesting. Now, how do then companies then adjust to these processes that they now have to deal with every day as opposed to the other ways that they used to do things?
Right. So, as a first point of call, the guidelines are still in consultation process.
Okay.
So it might be best for stakeholders to, you know, provide their input to the Competition Commission and sort of provide practical advice to make sure that the competition authorities are aligned with the realities of a business and make sure that the guidelines serve an actual purpose that won't, you know, prejudice business owners in restructuring.
Yeah.
As for a situation where the guidelines stay as is, then it might be then best for businesses to sort of, key in on minority rights when they consider their restructuring. So businesses like equity firms and businesses that hold balance sheet investments have to pay particular attention to minority rights when they structure their companies or restructure their companies.
Yeah. I think this is good news, Ntobeko, for minority shareholders. If everything, yes, all of a sudden now you've got a voice that we never had before. Because I'm sure they'd be sidelined in some of these decisions, big decisions particularly, especially when it's acquisitions and mergers and everything. Now they have to be consulted as well. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, this is the controversy that I was referring to earlier. In an ordinary sense, a company that a minority shareholder who has control rights would already have a voice anyway. That's why their rights are considered so important by the Act and by the competition authorities. So conventionally, those are dealt with. So for instance, if a minority shareholder has enough rights to be able to veto the budget or business plans or the appointment of managers or directors, it's considered by competition law to be influenced over strategic matters that is enough to confer control. So the conversation that's been had right now is that, well, those minority rights already had significant rights that would or should be considered by the competition authorities anyway.
Yeah, ordinarily in the course of business, I suppose. With your experience, then, what do you think are some of the issues or concerns that most businesses will raise with these draft regulations and guidelines that are out now?
Right. So I would say the biggest issue would be if parties are now forced to notify transactions that ordinarily should not be notified.
Yeah.
Transactions that would not have an effect on the market structure in any event and would be considered internal restructures that should not be notified by convention.
Yeah.
Obviously, that has implications for cost and for timing.
Yeah.
So that's a very, you know, that's a very serious complication that could occur if proper regard isn't given.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. Do you think it's going to pass?
Well, the guidelines are meant to be merely that, guidelines. They're not necessarily binding. What has to happen is that businesses have to consider them, because obviously when a business is considering whether a transaction is notified or not, there are obviously severe implications for not notifying a transaction.
Yeah.
It should be notified.
It should be.
There's also, there might also be like cost to notifying a transaction that otherwise should not have been notified.
Yeah.
So it's a very serious consideration. But what the guidelines are, they're not binding on parties, but they are suggestive. They are within the name, they're guidelines.
So
the idea is that the guidelines are going to happen no matter what. What the consultation process is supposed to do is to make sure that the guidelines are taken in a very circumspect manner, taking into account the realities of businesses, and, you know, not putting an undue prejudice on businesses.
Yo, Ntobeko Rapuleng, an associate in competition law practice at Cliff Dacre of Meyer. Say, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you very much for having me, Tapa.
I really appreciate his time. Yo, this is a really interesting conversation, I must be honest with you, because what? There goes my corporate governance class and measures and acquisitions, because when we did this thing back at school, the current amendments were not there, and we had to look at these laws and apply them in business. Now all of a sudden, but I think minority shareholders will be very happy. Yeah. Because ordinarily under some big ticket things, they would not be included in those transactions. No, minority shareholders in any case. That seems like they'll be taking a bit of an interest as well. Life and money right here.